All right, today is a special edition called Two Girls, One Track, brought to you by the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly. So it's a new segment we're trying out in May, Two Girls, One Track. So we're going to be releasing two episodes a week, and don't worry, we're going to keep them kind of short. They're not going to be too long.
So you're not going to have the two-hour one.
Yeah, 4 hours of Fast Cars, Fast Girls. Even I don't want to listen to myself that many hours a week. But we will be doing some short updates after each weekend at the track, give you some updates on track activities. So Two Girls, One Track. And we are kicking it off today after day two of testing.
Oof. A little crispy.
We're a little pink. I think it'll brown out by the morning.
Yeah.
Working on that track tan. Hashtag track tan.
Hashtag track tan. Hashtag track selfie.
Hashtag track selfie. So that's an excellent segue, by the way, Hilliker.
You're welcome.
So track selfie is one of our favorite things to do when we're at the track. We love to take a picture and then post it up and say hashtag track selfie. And for those of you who are coming to any events at the IMS, whether you're going to the IndyCar GP, Mother's Day weekend, or if you're coming to qualifications, or both, any of that...
Or practices.
Anytime you're at the track in the month of May, take a picture of yourself at the track, you and your friends, whatever. Tweet it at us with the hashtag track selfie, because we are going to pick the two best photos to give away free Carb Day tickets to. That's right. You get to go to Carb Day for free, and we'll probably hand deliver them to you as long as we don't feel like you're going to, you know, rape and murder us.
Right. Like, we might have to do it in the presence of a yellow shirt.
Yeah. I mean, if timing doesn't work out, we'll mail them to you. It's cool. But
we're going to be there Carb Day. We can find somebody.
Yeah, we'll be there a lot of days. So, yeah. So we will be making the judgments on that the Monday after qualifications.
Yeah.
And we will let you know by tweet. So, yeah. So make sure that you can do it on Facebook. And you can do Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and tag us on those. For the Facebook one, tag it to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls page.
Yes.
For Instagram, at Fast Cars, Fast Girls, and for Twitter, at Fast Cars N317, and all with the hashtag track selfie.
And it definitely has to be at the IMS.
It has to be at the IMS, and it has to be current. It has to be this year.
Yeah, like
I'm sure that we all have great pictures of us at the track from years past, but that doesn't count. I want it from this year. And if you think I won't be able to tell, you're fucking wrong, because I have an eidetic memory.
Like,
and
it's,
you can ask,
happen.
Molly, I don't forget shit.
We will know. We'll know. Because it changes. So definitely, we're very excited about this.
And so will Jesus.
Right? Let's be real.
You know what? We'll know, and so will the pagoda. So.
Bonus
points.
We're
working on the honor system here.
If you can get the pagoda to vote for you.
Yeah. I mean, a picture with the pagoda is always a quality one. But I'll tell you what, we've seen a lot of great track selfies. And so as they start getting tweeted to us, you might find that you have to redo yours and submit a new photo. Because we're looking for some great photos. And whether that involves props, whether that's other people, hilarious posing that you're doing.
If you get a driver in there, that's a bonus.
Yeah,
Doug is a bonus.
I mean, but anything that makes your picture stand out, I would say, if you're thinking, should we do this? The answer is yes, do it.
Well, okay. You need to say
legally,
that.
Legally.
You have to say that.
Yeah. I mean,
yes.
I would not advise you to break any laws or anything, but if you're like, is this going to be too much for the photo? The answer is no.
No, there's never too much.
There's never too much. I'm sure we'll find it funny. So hashtag track selfie, win yourself some free Carb Day tickets.
It's going to be fun. So we have two tickets. We're giving two away.
Yeah.
So like
we'll
the
do two
best photos.
Yeah.
You only get one though. So don't be like, oh, me and eight of my friends can come.
Yeah. No, it's just you get a free ticket.
We don't have real sponsors here, people.
Yeah. We're still working on that.
I mean, we're working on it.
We are
hard.
We are working hard.
So anyway,
which on that note, make sure that you check out Sun King Brewery this month.
Yeah.
We actually have been talking to them. And so we've got a little, some special surprises coming up at the end of this week. So you'll want to keep an eye on our social media.
Yes.
And, maybe stop by and get yourself a WeMac on Friday.
Oh God, I love WeMacs. Oh, also, and we've just put this out on our Twitter today, which is Tuesday. So you'll hear about this tomorrow, and if you follow us on social media, you've seen it. We're doing a checkered challenge for the month of May. Feel free to join us any day that you're wearing something checkered. Go ahead and tweet it out and use the hashtag checkered challenge. We're very excited. We're trying to build up. We're going to wear something checked each day leading up to the race. And
not only are we wearing something checked, and we are going to be using traditional checkers and the buffalo check. We'll allow both, except on Fridays.
Right, Fridays.
That has to be traditional buffalo check. But not only are we wearing something checked every day, we have vowed to wear a new piece of checkered something every day.
Right.
So it will either be a change in accessory, a change, you know, we've got multiple checkered things, but every day we'll have a new piece of something checkered.
Yes.
So there will be no, I mean, you will see some of the same things, but
there's always going to be a new piece.
There's always going to be a new piece.
Yeah. We're very excited about this.
So please join us in the Checkered Challenge.
I mean, it's May 1st and we're taping this, and if you can't tell the excitement, well.
Giddy.
We've spent 2 days at the track.
Giddy, yeah.
It's been great.
With beautiful weather, too.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday started out a little cool, but that was all right. And then today, just perfection all day long.
Didn't even need a jacket today.
No. And even at the end of the day, it wasn't even hot. I wasn't even that sweaty.
Right.
Like, it was warm, but there was no humidity.
Right. I had a little bit of sweat. I had a sheen.
Yeah.
I had a sheen.
Sure. But I love this spring in Indiana before humidity hits.
This is the nice moment before you start crying.
Yeah. Before we start hating our lives. All right. Well.
We blew past everything.
We sure did. We just blew right past it, so.
Welcome to May.
Welcome to May.
In our brains. Well, real quickly, before we jump in and what's happening at our track, let's hit what's happened on other tracks this
week. Yeah, so there's been a lot of activity.
Yeah, so F1 was at Azerbaijan for their GP. Hamilton came in first. Raikkonen and Perez were second and third. The biggest issue was that it's Azerbaijan, but it's the Baku GP. Mm-hmm. It was a shit show.
It was a shit show.
The Red Bulls ran into each other, so you had teammate-on-teammate violence.
Yeah, and they did it pretty early on, didn't they? Like,
I don't remember
what lap it was. It was not very far.
Early,
into the race.
And it was quite the spectacle. Like, it wasn't like a, oop, I'm going to bump you.
Yeah, it was.
It was just, bam, I'm going to hit you.
Yeah, they just stuffed it into each other.
Yeah. So that was always fun to watch. And then we had people losing tires, people losing the lead because of crashes. It was quite the race. Definitely quite the race. So, whoo, buddy, F1. So currently the standings are Hamilton is first, Vettel is second, and Raikkonen is third.
So that was a good race for him points-wise.
Yeah, it definitely helped him out points-wise. Up next, the 10th and 13th of May, it's the Spanish GP in Barcelona.
All right, Barcelona.
Barcelona. Yes, we're going to Barcelona.
That's on my bucket list of places I want to go.
Oh, that's definitely on my list, too. Yeah. Don't speak a lick of Spanish, but I want to go.
That's all right. I'll go with you.
All right.
We'll be I'm in charge of international affairs after this podcast, so.
Unless they start speaking Italian or German.
Hey, then it's on you.
Then it's on me.
But, you know, as my dad always said, the romance languages are close enough.
We just don't know the word for windshield.
Yeah, I do not know the word for windshield. I did get to talk to some Spanish-speaking fans yesterday to let them know what the schedule was today. But it was after everybody gone out, and Joseph Newgarden was getting ready to do a windshield test, and they were asking if they were done. And so I explained in Spanish that no one more driver is going out, but I had to look up the word windshield. Because I was like, no sé cómo se dice windshield en español. Un momento, por favor.
And that's always fun.
Yeah, I was like, wait, let me look that up.
I don't know what that word means. I don't know.
Yeah, so they hung out and got to watch that. And then I did not see them back today. I don't think they were able to make it out today.
I know. But it seemed like today was their only day.
Yeah, like yesterday. Yeah, Monday was their only day. But yeah, so now I'm now officially in charge of international affairs.
I think that's okay.
Yeah, I enjoy that title. It makes me feel fancy.
There you go. You can have it. So F1 happened. NASCAR was at Talladega. So Talladega happened.
First you shake. Then you bake. Shake and bake, baby.
Shake and bake. Woo! Excuse me. My name now is El Diablo.
I'm the magic man. May you see me?
May you don't.
I'm El Diablo. What's that mean?
That means chicken. Anyway, Talladega. Logano came in first. Kirk Busch was second. And Chase Elliott was third. Poor Chase. Can't win a damn race.
Mm. You know, when he podiumed, though.
So. He did podium.
There's no shame at a podium.
He's just trying so hard, and he's like 12, so.
Yeah, he is.
It's fine. So right now the standings, of course, Busch is first, Logano is second, and Harvick is third, and they're in Dover next weekend.
Yep, May 4th through the 6th, Delaware.
They have a very robust schedule.
They do. I've seen a lot of calls on Twitter for IndyCar to extend their schedule because F1 has more races, and NASCAR's season, I don't know what the race number is, but I know their season extends much longer than ours.
And I think they race almost every weekend.
They really
do. It feels like
it, at least. They are very busy. So, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, although I don't know with the way that IndyCars drive how much earlier we could go depending on where we go.
Yeah, that's the whole problem.
You have to be somewhere warm. You have to be somewhere where you know it's going to be warm.
Yeah, you can't just throw those bad boys out in the snow. That's not going to work out for you.
No, or if it's too cold, I mean, it's just going to be a shitty race to watch because nobody's going to have any grip.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna have fast speeds, or if you do, you're gonna end up red flagging for
ever, like Barber.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna have a Barber situation.
So
nobody wants that.
I mean, I would enjoy a few more races on our schedule.
I think we all do.
Yeah,
I think we all do, and I even think everybody involved is. I think
if some is good, more is better. I mean, that's my motto for life.
They just have to find the tracks that fit into the current schedule that we have, and things like that. That's the whole issue with Mexico. They went in Mexico, but Mexico fell through, so they picked up Portland. But so they're looking, I think.
Well, and, you know, they, IndyCar and Watkins Glen, both are keeping their options open. And it didn't work out schedule-wise for this year, but both of them, you know, want to partner together again in the future. Yeah. And I know that a ton of fans feel the same way.
Oh, 100%.
And then I'll tell you which... So I always enjoy reading, and I'm, you know, going way off topic here, but enjoy reading, you know, places that other fans would like to see them go back to. And one is Surfers Paradise in Australia. Mm. And I'll tell you what, I would not feel guilty at all about the money it would cost me to fly to Australia to see IndyCar in Australia.
No, I would pay it.
I mean, that would be in a place called Surfers Paradise. Like, you know, that A, I'm staying for 2 weeks, and B, every day that I'm not at the track, I'm scuba diving. And if I can do both on the same day, I could, I mean, like,
that's
scuba
done.
Dive... Go to the track. Kill me now.
Yeah, like, you could scuba. I would lay on the beach and read. It's fine.
Done.
I'm scared about Australia. There's a lot of animals that could kill me.
There are.
Anyway. Oh,
there's a shit ton.
Yeah.
The entire continent tries to kill you.
They do.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. But, I mean, I'll feel really good. Like, I survived Australia.
That would be a t-shirt
Check
I'd wear.
Check that off the bucket list. Yeah, Australia did not kill me. Oh, so then we've got NHRA.
Yes.
So is the NGK Sparkplug 4-Wide Nationals. And Brittany and Courtney Force both qualified P1 in their classes.
They did. It was like really exciting.
Bosses.
Like bosses.
Hashtag like a boss. Those four sisters are...
They
are a force to be reckoned with. I mean, seriously, though. That entire family.
Yes.
An entire family.
Yeah.
I just love them. Top Fuel winner was Steve Torrance. The funny car was Cruz... how do you pronounce that? Pedregon?
I'm actually looking to you, international relationships.
Yeah, Cruz Pedregon.
There you go.
Sure. Right, he's going to be from, like, North Carolina.
Be like, excuse me, it's
Pedregon.
Cruz. It's Pedregon. Please pronounce it the most white trash way possible.
Yeah, exactly. Pro Stock was Erica Enders.
Yeah.
Top Alcohol, Megan Meyer. Gotta love that last name. Funny Alcohol, Annie Whiteley. And then coming up next is the Southern Nationals in Atlanta, and that's May 4th through the 6th.
So I included the alcohol because if you look at Pro Stock and the Top Alcohol and the Funny Alcohol, they're all women.
They are all women, which NHRA has a history of being the most integrated motorsports.
It completely is.
And I love that.
Yeah. It just makes me happy every
and
time.
You know, it's old, but I'm going to say it again. Explain that to me, Carmen Jorda.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hashtag mic drop. Hashtag shots fired.
Hashtag shots fired.
I wish a bitch would.
We've been at the track way too long.
Yep. And
we're getting
some margaritas after we were
off the
clock.
We're getting salty. So. Yeah. We were off the clock when we drank. I just want to point that though.
All right. So last week, April 26th, we went to Behind the Wheel.
It was so exciting.
We had Taste and Speedway. Yeah. Behind the Wheel. We saw some of the same vendors as far as local food places.
Yeah.
And then some new vendors and
some new booze vendors,
other businesses from around town.
Yeah. It was a nice showing of Speedway businesses again.
It absolutely was. And they split us into two groups and
black and white, naturally.
Yep. Black and white, wristbands. And the one group went over to AJ Foyt for an hour and we stayed at the Dallara factory.
Yes.
And there was an engineer who was explaining the new car model and all, you know, some of the thought processes that went into designing it and what was changed from the previous chassis and what's different. And he actually passed around different pieces of the chassis.
That was really cool.
Yeah. And like took a very cool photo of our business card that we were holding atop of the wing.
The wing that they used for the Speedway.
Yes.
So that was the Speedway, Speedway wing. So we're very excited.
And it may or may not, I say the pieces they were passing around and the inside of the car that we saw may or may not be Connor Daly's car for the 500.
I did want to ask if I could sit in it.
I 100% wanted to sit in it.
I did. I only be like, but can I sit in it?
Right.
I just loved how he was
cryptic. He was like, and this may be used for somebody in this year's Indy 500. You know, a driver, like, you know, maybe Connor Daly. And he just kind of put it, I'm like, that's 100% Connor Daly's car.
So it's 100% Connor's car, right?
100%
Connor's
car.
Can I write a note to him on it? Like, good luck, Connor.
Right? I was like, can I sign it? Can we start our own, like, hashtag IndyCar autograph battle? And be like, who the hell are these two?
Be like, why are people signing the inside of my car?
Who the fuck is Fast Cars, Fast
Girls? You're welcome. Oh, I was going to get everybody to sign it.
Oh, no, I was just making ass. I was being totally selfish.
Okay.
So that was fun. And then we went over to AJ Foyt and Kurt Cavan was there and
He kind of just talked.
Yeah, he just talked and did a little Q&A, and so...
It was nice.
Yeah, we kind of dictated the conversation flow, not us personally, but the crowd, just because it was, you know, somebody asked a question, and then he'd answer and kind of go off on a tangent. And,
yeah.
And so, yeah, it was very good, and he told some good stories. he didn't have any real appropriate Bobby Knight stories to tell to the crowd, which just...
I was really upset about.
As IU alumni, we were disappointed to not hear any, but we understand that they're definitely...
You can't. There is no appropriate...
Not safe for work.
Bobby Knight story. I will say that. There's no appropriate Bobby Knight story.
No, there's not.
Nope.
No, there's not.
Mm-mm.
But he also told a great story about Johnny Rutherford that was
very nice.
It was a very, very touching, mm-hmm. heartfelt moment that he got to experience with Johnny Rutherford. So,
and he got to share with us. That seems very nice.
Yeah, that was very cool. And then everybody went to 1911 Grill for the conclusion of the silent auction.
And we met Donald Davidson.
We got to meet Donald Davidson.
Who is
adorable.
Might be our new peepaw, and I don't think he knows it yet.
Yeah, I want to adopt him as my peepaw.
I don't know how to tell
him
that.
He's so cute.
He was so nice.
He was so nice, and he just was so cute just sitting over there, just hanging out, just saying hey to everybody as they're walking by to get their food.
Hello, we were all like, oh my God, it's Donald Davidson.
And yeah, and then he and Sarah Fisher did a really fun little interview section. They went back and forth with each of them, were asking the other one questions and talking about, you know, Sarah's days in the car mm-hmm. and
Donald stuff. It was just really good.
Yeah, it was.
It was a very good kind of cap to that evening.
It
I
was.
Think.
I loved that. That was one of my favorite parts of the night.
100%.
Was, yeah, Donald Davidson and Sarah Fisher just up there
chit-chat,
shooting the shit. It was almost like they were just hanging out, talking, and we got to observe it.
100%. I agree with that.
So I know some people thought the tickets were a little pricey, but honestly, I mean, $33. You get to try a bunch of different alcohol.
Yeah.
There was food to try, and then you got food at 1911 Grill. We actually each bought a glass of wine at Foyt Winery while we were there, because why not?
Not the rosé.
But yeah, support local businesses. So yeah, I would recommend going to it next year if you didn't
I would
it
too.
This year.
And
it was very cool.
It was very nice.
Three Sisters in a Trunk was there, of course, because they had switched everything over to black and white.
We need to go look there.
And yeah, and they've got all kinds of new checkered things. So if you've never been to Three Sisters in a Trunk, you are missing out there on Main Street. Check them out.
Definitely. If you're going to be at the IMS at all, you should definitely go.
I won't do free ads for a lot of people, but I will for them.
Oh, yeah. Well, they helped us out last year.
They
so.
Did. They helped definitely. Us out there dress us for the victory banquet.
They did.
So, yeah.
Well, let's see.
All right. And if you missed out on seeing us at any of those events, it's because you don't follow us on social media. So make sure you check that out. You can find us on our website, fastcarsfastgirls.com. I won't go into the rest of it because this is supposed to be a shorter podcast.
But go there and all our social media.
Everything's
all
on.
All of our social media.
Yes.
Easy for me to say.
It was easy for you to say.
Ooh.
So yeah, fastcarsfastgirls.com. You can
find
everything
us there.
From there.
Okay. Well, let's see. We've been at the track. Oh, I don't know why I switched pages like I was going to something special. We have been at the track for the past 2 days because it's been test on Monday and rookies and refreshers today.
On Tuesday,
on
yes.
On Tuesday.
So let's go over Monday.
So I printed everything out. What Monday, looking at the combined, because I gave the stats for all days, but you know, at the end of the day, the combined is the most important.
Yes.
It's helpful, but TK was on top.
He sure was.
He sure was. Speed of 226.181. And then it was Simon with a speed of 225.9. And this is surprising to God and everybody, Marco was third with a speed of 225.6.
You know, he oftentimes does well in practices.
See, that's it's like an Andretti curse. You do fine until you get to a race and then you shit the bed.
You shit the money bed.
You shit the bed, Marco. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, he hasn't shit the bed yet, but I'm sure he will.
Well, it's
going to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good little test yesterday. I enjoyed it.
It was. I think my favorite was just seeing all the new cars on the track and hearing them.
Mm.
I mean, when it was one car or two cars, it was fine. But at the end, of course, during that magic hour, you had, I would say, 2/3 to 3/4 of the field out. And just they would all of a sudden hit you at once. And you're like, this is what I came for.
Right. We had a little bit of pack racing and that sound of just continuous of just cars going back. And I mean, just passing you one after another.
It was great.
Oh, it was music to my ears.
It was. What I found interesting, and I think it's going to be telling as we go farther into May. I know that typically, as well as Penske does, they don't do that great at the 500. No, they do fine on the road course, but the 500...
With the exception of Castro Neves.
Yeah, Castro Neves, but it's Castro
and
Neves.
And he's an outlier.
Yeah.
Outlier.
Outlier. I think you have to call Elio an outlier.
Yeah, because I don't think that it would have mattered what team he was on.
I would agree with that.
So, but yeah, Penske does not traditionally do great.
But they ran the most laps. I didn't add it up. Somebody else added it up. They did over 25% of the laps.
They did, and I mentioned that. Well, and we talked about that on Monday, because a lot of the drivers were just still out, and I remember. And Will spent a lot of time out.
He did.
And I remember that last weekend at Barber, one of the reasons that they fixed his car to get him out on the track, even though he was so many laps behind, was because they only use those engines for a certain number of miles, and then you get a new engine.
Yes.
But you cannot replace your engine early.
It's a penalty.
Yeah, it's a penalty.
It's a whole penalty.
So Power, they really want to replace his engine before the 500, and so he's got to have, you know, they only go up to, I think, 10,000 miles on each engine. So he's got to get to 10,000 miles before the 500. And so he was out there, I think, just burning time. I mean, like running down the clock in a basketball game or...
So, of the Penske boys, so hot right now.
So hot.
Will ran 113 laps. Let's see. Pagano was 108. Castro Neves was 109. And then Joseph was 125, but I think they might be counting Joseph's... I don't know if they're counting Joseph's spin with the new windshield or not. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I would assume.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, the miles count, but I don't know if the laps count necessarily.
And I don't know if they were including this in the test session, because he kind of went out right after everybody came back.
He did. Well, I'll tell you who else was out there a lot was Hinchcliffe. And so I was wondering, well, I know Will was concerned because he did miss out on laps at Barber. But, you know, that's not been the case for Hinch. And so I was wondering if they were trying for a new engine before the IndyCar GP, which it ended up working out in his favor.
Well,
to just move right into Tuesday, because Wickens went out in the morning, had another gearbox issue with car.
We're going to have to perform something.
I don't know what the issue
is,
but they, I mean.
Oh, God, the haint from Connor's car.
No, because that stayed on laced.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it stayed on laced or Blaze brought his own haint.
I mean, he brought his own something, but but the haint is still on that car.
There is a haint on that car, too.
But yeah, so Hinch's car ended up getting used. So Wickens' car, another gearbox issue.
Yeah.
And so his car got, you know, they took it back and they brought out the number 5. And so Wickens ended up doing his ROP this morning in Hinch's car. And then Jay Howard
went out this afternoon.
Yeah, for the refresher. And all of a sudden we see... You know, Jay is out of his car, and he's kind of got his fire suit half off, and he hadn't finished his refresher. And next thing we know, they announced that he's getting out in the number 5 aero car. And we're like, all right. Well,
we're like, okay.
So the number 5
had a busy week. Had some miles. And I don't know if they're involved in the testing tomorrow, or I guess today now, or not. And that's more mileage.
It is. Yeah. I don't know either, but I know Hinch. I mean, it felt like he turned a lot of laps yesterday.
He did 95. So he's up there after the Penske's, I think. Ed Jones had 96. He had 95.
Yeah.
So after Penske, it's him.
Yeah.
He was, Yep. It's hard to read these. They're not lined up graphically.
Well, and Elio did a lot. I mean, but that was his first time in the new car.
Elio did 109. Oh, I was counting him in the Penske's.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he is in the Penske's, but it's like, yeah, he hasn't. This is his first time in
the
car. So
he's getting out there.
Which, well, I'll tell you what I did enjoy on Monday was near the end of the day, Joseph Newgarden came up behind Elio and, like, came up behind and then did move to pass on that back straightaway. And it was a beautiful pass, and we saw it, and I just laughed, and I said, I hope he enjoys that feeling because it will not happen on race day.
No, it will not.
Elio is the master of the get out in front and get a good lead game.
Yeah.
Like that, I mean, Joseph has come a long way and obviously did great things last year. And I mean, not that he had, you know, not that he was a shitty driver. I mean, he's always had great potential. He's a good driver. But, you know, it's like he's you know, got it down to when he gets in front, he stretches that lead as far as he can. And that's awesome. Elio invented that game, though.
Yeah, right. Elio's that's adorable.
His game. He let that happen yesterday. It will not happen again. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope somebody got a picture of you passing Elio, because not likely.
But bucket list item. It's not going to happen again.
Yeah, unlikely.
Oh, I passed Elio on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway during a practice session, and it never happened again.
Yep.
Yeah. That's going to happen.
You can say you did it.
Yeah.
You can say you did it, but...
And Joseph tested the windscreen, and from what I read... They're still working on the visibility.
Interesting. So what was wrong with it this time?
So he was running. So they have their different visors. And the different, like, I'm using the word filter, and I don't mean Instagram filter.
But, yeah.
And he talked about using a clearer filter was better, but there was still a weird reflection when you look down. Like, you could almost see yourself in the windshield with the visor reflection, probably, and the windshield.
And you know what? I bet they, I wonder if they have issues trying to polarize that glass as well, because I remember when I have just the combination of the screen on their visor, the lens there, and then that windshield. Because in the past, when I've had eyeglasses and prescription sunglasses that were polarized, there was certain glass, and it was usually bent glass, like a windshield, like when I would drive the houseboat, that the polarized glass combined with that made it have like a kaleidoscope weird-ass pattern on it. Like, all of a sudden, I was like, did I drop acid and not realize it? I mean, I could still see, but it was distracting.
Well, because, and I would tell you, when I tried to get I mean, I wear prescription regular glasses, and I wear prescription sunglasses, and one of them had the really cool, like, reflective, like, I'm a badass, and I was like, oh, I want those. And the woman was like, we can't do prescription with that sort of polarization on them. So I'm betting that might be part of it.
Because the two glass, I mean, because both of those are curved pieces of glass, which can distort things. I mean, just having a curved piece of glass can distort your view. So I wonder if maybe the combination of two.
Yeah. I mean, they're still working on it. Yeah. We are still way in beta phase.
Early in testing.
So much so that they don't even have a timeline rolled out yet, which is fine.
I mean, possibly 2019 is what they're saying.
Like, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. So,
but I enjoy watching them test it. I mean, I'm always about seeing the progress.
Yeah. And I know that they worked on putting some vents in there to try and help that wind, that airflow issue. Not wind flow, but...
But yeah, because with that cutting down the wind, it gets real hot real fast.
Oh, I bet it does. Oh, yeah. So it was exciting. Well, we'll keep seeing. I mean, it's a long way out. I'm just excited they're doing a very methodical step in it.
They are.
It's not just, here we go.
Yeah, they're not just throwing some shit together.
They're not throwing a halo on a car and calling it a day.
Yeah, they're not making a rash decision and going with the first idea.
Hashtag shot fired.
Best one. F1. Yeah. So, yeah.
That was fun day. Yes. I mean, everybody was just out there. I think it was just everybody getting out there, turning some laps.
Definitely. So, and then Tuesday, which we talked about the issues with Wickens and Howard's cars. And in the morning, even with that, Wickens
was like, I'm borrowing my buddy's car. I'm going to make sure I'm going to go fast.
Yep. He sure did. And he was the fastest of the day.
And Howard in the number five was the fastest of the veterans.
He sure was.
So that number five car is going to be good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Hinch is not playing around.
Well, he was actually like, one of the slower ones. Well, okay, but still.
But of the refreshers.
Yeah, of the rookies and the veterans, his car was fastest.
Yeah, I mean overall, no, but yeah.
But it's car's good.
But I mean, the rookies have been driving these cars in other races.
That's true. Yeah,
your veteran refreshers. This is their first time in the new car.
In the new car.
So I would not expect them to go as fast as the rookies because the rookies
I was saying Hinchcliffe was 20th out of 21st when he was out there.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I bet that they were trying to just get the car trimmed out, figure out what they wanted to look like on that speedway.
I mean, and it was just, you know, just some testing.
It was just testing. I'm not looking at this.
Well, and they're going to go right back to, you know, road course setup because we've got the IndyCar GP coming up. So,
I mean, I like testing. I think it's helpful, but I don't look at it as like the be all end all here. So I'm going to make everything. And this person, like,
definitely not.
Tony Kanaan had the fastest lap, so that means he's going to win the Indy 500. I mean, I'd like for... Who wouldn't like Tony to win?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing another Tony win, but...
But that doesn't mean he's going to win.
This test is not indicative of anything.
No. It's just nice to see cars.
It is just nice to see cars. And we got to see Danica Patrick come out.
Oh, that car is sharp.
It is sharp. That bright lime green, that GoDaddy green. I like it.
It was kind of fun to see it kind of get put together in the garage and then seeing it out on the track, so...
Yeah, we walked through the garages during lunchtime.
We did not stop to say hi to Ed Carpenter because hashtag greatest protective order in racing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
the fear is real.
Yep. He looked pretty busy. We saw Sage a couple times today. Happy to report. He was wearing a shirt every time.
Every time. So fun fact.
I know.
We were shocked.
Shocked.
I remember catching eyes with somebody and we're like, no, that's Sage Karam. And he's wearing a shirt.
And he's wearing a shirt.
I don't know what to do with my life.
Yeah. It's like seeing
Santa.
Yeah.
But your dad is Santa.
Yeah. It's like, doesn't compute. Huh? So. But yeah, so pretty fun last 2 days. Unfortunately, we will not be there on Wednesday. Good Morning America is going to be there from 6 to 9. So if you're going, have a great time.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Yeah.
We will not be there.
We will not be there. Uh-uh. And we will not be there for the manufacturer testing tomorrow. Or Wednesday.
You know, we're taking a lot of days off in May, and
yeah, sometimes I gotta work tomorrow.
You gotta show up for work, or your boss goes,
yeah.
Hey.
Well, and also this week is dicey because I gotta get 3 full days of work in. I had 2 days at the track. I got 3 full days of work, which don't laugh. They're 12-hour days.
Yeah, like they're real days.
And my baby sister is due on Thursday, so at some point here, I'm gonna have to.
Our rookie of the year is about ready to pop out.
Yeah, our rookie of the year is gonna be born in the next week.
It's a big deal.
So, yeah, it's a real busy month, so we will not be making it to manufacturer testing.
No.
We'll be there in spirit.
But every other day we're at that track is open, we're gonna be there.
Any other day that the track is open, there's track activity, we will be there. So
honest to Pete.
If you're there, hit us up on social media.
Let us know.
We'll set up a tweet up at some point.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? But,
we'll see.
You know, I just want to tag back on. It was nice to see Danica out there.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, they had an issue. She did, like, the insulation lap, and then they took the car back in the garage.
Water temp.
Yeah, they had a water temp problem. Mm-hmm. And then the second was she hit a bird. Is that the?
I just saw it on Twitter. Maybe it was a joke. But she did, like, another couple of laps, and then they had to pull back in. And I was like, meh.
We were what is going on?
Twitter said she hit a bird. I didn't see it.
May or may not be true. I will say the beginning of the session. This morning with the rookies, they started and then they immediately yellow flagged for a Canadian goose that was on the track. Fucking Canadian geese.
Canadian geese.
Telling you what.
Worst.
They are the worst geese.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I like regular geese. I also like Canadians. I just don't like Canadian
geese. I don't
like
Canadian geese. Exactly.
That is the undocumented immigration that I have the biggest problem with.
Exactly.
You know what? It's warm. Go back to the Great White North.
Yeah, why are you still here?
You do not belong here.
Go away.
You are meaner than our geese, and you shit everywhere.
Oh, my God.
GTFO.
Yes.
GTFO, just, Canadian geese.
Just leave. So, it was nice to see her. She came in third for the veteran refreshers. But again, as we talked about, it's a refresher. And, by the way,
she hasn't been in an IndyCar in 7 years.
Both Howard and Karam drove a car last year.
Yes.
They both did.
Yeah, they both drove cars just last year. She hasn't been in an IndyCar at all in the last 6.5 years. The last time, I mean, it was October of 2011, the last time she drove.
And we've gone now through, that's 2 chassis changes.
Yeah.
There was a chassis change, and then this, not a chassis change, but this is the Euro kit change, but.
Yeah. And so it's very, it's a much different car than it was 7 years ago, so.
But, I mean, it wasn't like her time was dramatic.
It wasn't 208. It wasn't like she was a Lotus and won the 2012 race. I mean, 218 point, what is that?
218.5.
Yeah, I mean, that's solid.
I mean, Karam was 218.6. Howard was 219.6.
So, yeah.
I mean, you're about...
I mean, she was just a skosh behind Karam.
Yeah.
You put down a lot of laps today, actually.
Yeah, I screenshotted it. My phone's in my back pocket.
That's all right. But no, it was just... He was just out. He was out on the track
He was.
Lot.
He was
really trying to get a good feel.
Maybe he realizes that he's a butt face and he needs to do a better job.
I mean, yeah, he's not a bad driver. He just... comes off as like,
except when he accidentally hit Catherine Legg and she was like, it's on.
Well,
but that wasn't an Indy car, that was in sports car.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I know Ed had some words with him last year at Toronto. Was it Toronto? No, that's a street course. What was the other one? Was it Iowa? One of the races that we watched in Hawaii.
I don't think he raced in Iowa last year.
It's an oval though.
I think it was from a couple years back and he raced full time.
Okay, well,
he still had words for him.
He sure did.
So yeah, and, you know, Danica's on Ed's team, and Daddy is the oval specialist, so... Daddy's home.
Yeah, I mean...
Let's also put that out there.
Home court advantage for Ed Carpenter. So, I mean, and when we saw him today, he just looked, I mean, just relaxed and...
Like, what's up?
He's ready to just get this month started. So, I think that that's actually a really great fit for Danica to be on that team, because, A, the cars are new to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's not new to IndyCar, and so she needs somebody who, you know, is going to respect that. And Ed is the oval specialist. And so, A, he's got experience with these cars.
Yep.
And, you know, and she always does well at the IMS.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of think it's, I really like that they ended up teaming up together.
Yeah, I think it's a good fit.
I think so, too.
So, All right.
Well, I think that about wraps it up. Do you have any white flags for us?
I am just excited. It's May 1st. We are taping. We are ready to go. And this is going to be a long month. It's going to be a fun month. And... I just don't know what to do with myself. I have to go back to work tomorrow and be like a real adult.
I know, right? It's the worst.
Ugh. Yeah, why can't somebody pay us?
Yeah. If any of you know anybody who want to like sponsor a podcast, send them our way.
Yeah, it's fine. We're really good.
We interview really good in person.
We do. Yeah. Oh my gosh, guys. We're going to have so much fun stuff lined up for you in May.
We have some great interviews. We're going to have, just...
Like, because it's going to be a mixture of us giving race reports of us talking about times at the track, and we're hoping to get a lot of interviews in front of you. So enjoy it.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. So you'll wanna make sure you turn your notifications on for Fast Cars, Fast Girls this month.
What about you? Anything for White Flag?
No, I'm just giddy. I mean, like, IMS declared April 30th was not April 30th. It was May 0, 2018.
Perfect.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, we're 2 days into May.
We're 2 days into May. And it's going to be a good year, man.
It's going to be a good year.
So let's wave that checkered flag.
Thanks for listening.